Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Out of the Pure Heart Ministries. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this time to thank you for joining me on this evening's broadcast. I invite you to grab your Bible, pen, and paper, and sit back and relax as we feast on the Word of God. For it is written in John 8:32, "But you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Out of the Pure Heart Ministries. Again, this is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I was trying to get on Skype as the reason for the delay, but it wasn't working, so I had to call in. Apostle, whichever number is yours, please press the 1 so I can know which one you are, because there are other callers on the line, and I'm not sure which one is your number. Okay, I see you. Here we go. Okay, good evening, Apostle Timberlake.
God bless you.
God bless you. I really was trying to get on Skype, but some things were going on with that, so I wasn't able to do that. However, we're going to go on with the broadcast because I was able to call in. And my husband just picked up the phone, so, honey, I'm going to ask you if you would open us up in prayer. After we do that, we're going to go to a Church of God in Christ praise medley, and then after that, Apostle, we're going to have you come on right after this song, okay?
Okay. God bless you.
You too, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and be on the broadcast tonight. I'm sure we are going to be blessed. Amen.
Bless your heart. Bless your
heart. Honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're on the phone. So would you please open us up in prayer?
I certainly will. Good evening, Apostle Timberlake.
Glad God bless you, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you, too. We're looking forward to what God has given you to give to us. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O gracious Father and our God, we come before your presence this evening, acknowledging who you are in our lives, Lord. You are our creator. You are the finisher of our faith. You are everything. Lord, we ask that you will continue to mold us and shape us after your perfect will, and that we will be receptive to whatever you do in our lives, knowing that you only mean us the very best, and you only want our best future in store for us. Lord, we ask that you will be with our apostle, Apostle Timberlake, this evening, that you will use this vessel to speak to us, not just to our ears, but to our hearts. Speak to our lives. Speak to what we need to be and what we need to strive to become. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Teresa Scott, my wife. Lord, I ask that you continue to strengthen her, that we thank you for her commitment. We thank you for her dedication, coming in and being a witness before men, not just on radio, but in the community that she lives in, even in the apartment building that we find ourselves in right now. She's out there helping and encouraging and supporting, praying and supplying the various needs to the various neighbors that we have here. We thank you for that, the Lord, that she's not just a hearer, but she's a doer of the word as well. Lord, I ask that you bless everyone, dear Father, that's under the sound of my voice, those that are in the chat room, those that are live in the studio, and those that will be listening to this program in the archives. Whatever they hear, Lord, may it not be just a listening, but may it be a doing. May it not be just something we are satisfied with, but may it prod us and prick us and challenge us. And Lord, may it even chasten us, if need be, so that we can become all that you require us to be. And now, Lord, we ask that you will bless every minister that's on Blog Talk Radio or on the Internet or in one way or another are exclaiming the good news of Christ throughout the world, Lord. We ask that you'll give them strength of purpose, strength of commitment, Lord, that you'll bless their efforts. And whoever is listening in, whether it's at 7 in the morning or whether it's 11 in the morning or at the noonday hour or even at the 5 o'clock hour, wherever they may be scheduled, Lord, that someone will listen and heed and follow and say, what must I do to be saved? And if they're already saved, may they ask, what must I do to be a better servant, to be a slave for Christ, to surrender all that I have in order to be used by you? And now, Lord, we ask you to bless everyone under the hearing of my voice, and that something special, something unique, something peculiar will happen in each of our lives, that we may be pleasing in your sight. And one day hear you say unto us, good and faithful servant, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on up and be ruler over many. This is our prayer. This is our desire. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer.
God bless you,
Bishop Scott. And we're going to go to a song right now. And as soon as we can finish this song, we're going to have Apostle Timberlake take the floor. Amen. And then we're going to have the floor open up for questions and comments if anybody has anything that they would like to say. Also, the chat room is open. If anybody would like to go into the chat room is open. Amen. We're going to go to a song right now. God bless you.
bless his holy and wonderful name.
Amen.
I didn't want to be out of order. I just wanted to, amen, glory be to God. I just truly thank God, amen, for being here on today. I thank God for the opportunity to come and to share, amen, a word from the Lord. Amen. First and foremost, I give honor to God who gives my life. Amen. I thank God, amen, for what he has done for me. Amen. How he has saved, amen, my soul and delivered me, amen, from an eternal damnation. Amen. I give honor to my wife who is on this line. Amen.
Amen.
Listening in. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God. Amen. I give honor to Bishop and Prophetess. Amen. Teresa Scott here. Amen. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for opening, amen, the door for me to come and to share, amen, a word with you. And I cannot leave, amen, Lady Keisha out. Amen.
Amen.
She should be on line also with my sister in Christ. Amen. They should be doing a three-way, if I'm not mistaken. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to, amen, acknowledge them and everyone else. Amen. Glory be to God that has come. Amen. Minister Robin Lynn. Amen. And so many others. Amen. I pray that whoever is not here, amen, that they will get here as quickly as possible. Amen. Glory be to God. But again, I give honor to you. Amen. For allowing me to come and to share, amen, a word with you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come before you, Lord God, offering upon this altar my sacrifice of obedience unto you. I pray you, Lord God, that you would take control of my tongue, take control of my mind. Glory to God. Take control, Lord God, of every thought, every concept, every precept. God, in the name of Jesus, use this vessel, Lord God, for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, my God, move by your spirit this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God. We come to arrest fear, Lord God. We come to destroy the works of fear out of the lives of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that you so richly deserve. Bless every soul under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Meet their every need even now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God and amen. Hallelujah and amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. That is indeed, I believe, an indication of what God, amen, has in store for his people. Glory to God. God, I thank you. Mighty God, I thank you. Oh, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Hey, glory to God, I thank you. Mighty God, I thank you. Good God Almighty. Let me try to get myself together here, because I'm telling you of a truth. The Lord is good. Say to God, amen. I say the Lord is awesome. You hear me? I mean, he is awesome. Glory to God. Yes, he is. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to deal, amen, with, amen, a thought. You know, there's a lot of fear in the body of Christ. And I say that not because, amen, I want to be funny or whatever the case may be, but because I minister to a lot of people on a daily basis, and the underlying factor for a lot of people is fear. But something that God has shown me, amen, glory be to God, something that God began to deal with me about, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but knowledge kills fear. Knowledge kills fear. Amen. Glory to God. It don't just cast it out. It kills it. It kills it. Amen. Glory be to God. For a text. Who are my God? My Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Hallelujah. Knowledge kills fear. Woo, glory to God. Boy, I tell you what. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but Lord help me. Knowledge. Kill fear. Now, the Bible tells us, watch this, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fear in love. Ah, Lord have mercy, Jesus. If I don't go no further,
hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. There is no fear in love.
None.
But perfect love casted out fear because fear hath torment.
Yes, it does.
He that feareth, that E-T-H at the end means continuously fears. He that continues to fear or continuously fears is not made perfect in love.
Mm.
Now, I didn't say it. The Bible said it.
Yeah.
Let me just deal with it. Let me just deal with it. There is no fear in love. God is love. Somebody better hear me tonight. Glory to God. I'm saying it again. Knowledge kills fear. God is love. There is no fear in love.
None.
But perfect love casteth out fear.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God, glory to God. See this, oh, Lord have mercy. Again, I'm trying to get ahead of myself. This all boils down to our relationship with God. In order to destroy fear, our love or our relationship with God has got to be intact. I can't know God outside of knowledge. I can't know. Knowledge is what gives me power over fear. It's what gives me the ability to kill fear. Let me share some other stuff with you. Luke chapter 1, because I'm trying to get ahead of myself, and the Holy Ghost just won't let me. Luke chapter 1, verse 74 and 75. oh, Lord, have mercy. Luke chapter 1, verse 74 and 75. That he would grant us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. I want you to note this, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies. Listen, that word delivered is past tense.
Mm-hmm.
That's past tense. Come on, here, somebody. That's past tense. See, again, knowledge kills fear. I'm not trying to be delivered out of the hand of my enemy. I already am delivered out of the hand of my enemy. Glory to God. Glory to God. That we might serve him without fear.
Yeah.
Without fear. Without fear. Understand this now. Watch this now. Romans chapter 8. Good God Almighty. Boy, I tell you, I'm getting stirred up over here. I'm trying to keep myself together. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16.
Boy.
Oh, glory to God. Boy, I tell you what, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. The Bible says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Did y'all see that? Again.
Again.
We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. See, we had it one time, but the Lord came in. What did we just get to read? We just got to read that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of... hello, somebody. We've been delivered out of the hand of our enemies. Guess what?
Yeah.
We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear,
again.
But we have received the spirit of adoption. Glory to God. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Thank
the
you, Lord.
Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. The Holy Ghost bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to be. We are the children of God. Somebody better talk to me up in here. Good God Almighty. I'm trying to lay a foundation, brother. I'm trying to lay a foundation. Again, knowledge kills fear. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. there's something I heard years ago, amen, glory be to God. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. No one was there. Come on here, somebody. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. No one was there. Watch
no one was there.
Second Timothy. Come on now. Nobody was there. See, when faith step up, God. Glory to God. And it doesn't. Let me say, there's no devil nowhere that can overcome you. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why I'm telling you, knowledge kills fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. See, these are foundations. These are foundations. These are things, amen, that cannot be uprooted. Amen. Glory be to God. The word of God, the word of God cannot be outdone. It can't be, amen, overturned. Amen. Glory be to God. There ain't nothing nobody can do with the word of God. Nothing. It's established forever. Amen. Glory be to God. What came out of his mouth, amen. Glory be to God. It's forever. It can never change.
It won't
never
change. Never.
Oh, my God, I say, hey, oh, my God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 1:7. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of
hallelujah.
Power and of love and of sound mind. Glory to God. God has not given us the spirit of fear. That's not, oh, my God, that don't come from God. God gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Woo, glory to God. Come on with me to Hebrews. I'm laying a foundation. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 and 29. The Bible says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace. What? Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Consuming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Our God is a consuming fire.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace. Let us have grace. What does that mean? What is he saying? What is he trying to get across to us? In the glory of God, first of all, we need to recognize we got a kingdom that cannot be moved. So what in the world? Why should I get angry? Why should I get upset? Why should I, amen, glory to God, walk around here with hatred in my heart? Why should I despise anybody? Why should I be jealous? Amen, glory to God, let us have grace. We have received a kingdom.
Yes.
That cannot be moved. We cannot be, oh my God, we can never be defeated. We can never be overcome. We can, oh my God, sometimes, let us have grace. What does that mean? What does that mean? Amen, glory be to God. We're to be just like God was when he was in Jesus. The Bible tells us, amen, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing man's sin. Oh, y'all, come out here, glory be to God. The Bible, oh,
thank you, Lord.
Let us have grace.
Come on now.
Let us have grace. We're King's kids. We're to walk around here, amen, representing the God of our salvation. We received the kingdom, y'all.
Yeah.
We received it. It's ours, and it cannot be moved.
Cannot be.
My name. Come on here. My name, your name, written in the Lamb's Book of Life, cannot. Oh, Jesus. Have mercy, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy, God. I'm trying to calm myself down, y'all. I'm trying to calm myself, because I'm telling you, this right here, this God Almighty, look here, God began to deal with me. As I stated before, he began to deal with me, amen, glory be to God, about this one night while I was spending time with my kids. He began to show me why so many walk in fear and not in complete and total victory. Come on here. God has given us to walk in total and complete victory, y'all. He has not given us to walk in fear whatsoever. Come on here. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a job you want, but amen, the enemy is working on your mind to keep you from even trying to get the job because, amen, you think you're not qualified. Amen. Glory be to God. They're not going to hire you because of the color of your skin. Amen. Or because, amen, of your geology, where you live, where you come from. Amen. Glory be to God. What's happened in your past? Amen. Don't know, but let me tell you something. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a reason. There's a reason why we walk in fear, and it's called a lack of knowledge. It's because we don't know. We don't know what the Lord has truly done for us. I just laid a foundation for you, amen, out of the word of God. But let me tell you something, amen. The biggest problem is a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We don't know no better, so we don't do no better.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to church and we listen to the preacher. We shout amen and hallelujah. But most people don't even know what they're shouting about. They don't know for the most part that most of what's being preached as the word of God is not. One of the things I discovered is that only the truth gives you the power to stand against anything. Only the truth. Did y'all hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
Only the truth gives you the power to stand against anything. Whatever opposition, whatever the circumstance, truth gives us the ability to stand. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 14, the Bible says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth,
mm-hmm.
and having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your loins girt about with truth. Why do people, amen, wear ace bandages around their knees or around their elbows, amen, glory be to God? It's to give them some extra help, give them, to take some pressure off of your limb, to take pressure off of that knee. Tell somebody, to give you the ability to be able to stand a little bit easier, a little bit better. Well, having your loins girt about with truth, having the truth, amen, wrapped all around you, gives you the ability to stand even when you want to throw in the towel. Amen, glory be to God. It gives you the ability, amen, to stand even when you feel like giving up. Glory be to God. And I've been there, done that. Hallelujah. But truth, hallelujah, won't let you lie down. It won't let you die. It won't let you die. Glory to God. And the Bible, amen, teaches, amen, it says, for one built up a wall, and others daubed it with untempered mortar. And what the Bible says, amen, I believe it's Ezekiel 13, meaning that they were building people up on lies and not the truth of God's word. Untempered mortar was slime that lacked a particular ingredient that gave it the ability to give the wall the strength that it needed to stand against the weather, against the test of time. Amen. Glory be to God. Untempered mortar was slime that didn't have that hardening agent. Hello, somebody. Didn't, amen, glory be to God, give it what it needed in order for that wall to last. So when the sun came up, amen, it baked the wall. When the wind was blowing and, amen, sand was hitting it everywhere, it was chipping away at it a little bit at a time. Amen, glory be to God. When the wintertime came, hallelujah, there was nothing, amen, to give the wall strength to stand. Mm-hmm. Amen. Tempered mortar was mortar or slime mixed with lime. Mm-hmm. Lime was the hardening agent. Mm-hmm. Lime, amen, glory be to God, is what gave that slime the ability to harden, to save and to protect that wall. Glory be to God. And what God showed me, amen, is that line, amen, glory be to God, was like the truth. People, amen, are building up walls, and others are doubting it. They're smearing it with untempered mortar. They're smearing it with lies. This is the reason why a lot of people, amen, are here today and gone tomorrow. A lot of people are up today and down tomorrow. A lot of people, amen, glorifying God today and cursing him tomorrow. Amen, glory be to God, because they've been built up on lies. We don't have, amen, the ability to give God praise and give him glory. We say we're born again. We say we love him. Amen. But as soon as something breaks down, amen, glory be to God, we can't give him glory. We can't give him no praise. Because we've been built up on lies. Truth, amen, glory be to God, will get me through, amen, the struggle. Truth, amen, will get me through the problem. Amen. Truth, amen, glory be to God, will get me through the hatred. It'll get me, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah, to get me where I need to go. Truth. So they were building up people on lies. Same thing they're doing today. Building people up on lies and not on the truth of God's holy word. So yeah. God told me that when our love is perfected for him, then we'll walk in continual confidence in him and in his word. Did you hear what I say? We'll walk in continual confidence. Listen, write this down. Trust. The word trust. Write this down. It's being in a state of total and complete confidence toward God. That's what trust is. I'm not hoping. I'm not wishing. I'm confident that God, amen, is a man of his word, that God will do exactly what he said he will do. Amen, glory be to God. And I've been serving him long enough to know, amen, glory be to God, that he will do exactly what he said he will. Amen, glory be to God, that he is dependable. Amen, glory be to God, that whatever's taking place in my life, amen, hallelujah, it's going to always work out for my good. Knowledge kills fear. Knowledge kills fear. Watch this. When we've experienced the gospel of Jesus Christ and allowed the process of God to have its complete work in us, we'll walk victoriously at all times. Did y'all understand that there is a process that God takes each and every last one of us through in order to get us to that place, amen, glory be to God, to where we're no longer walking in fear at all? Somebody said, that's impossible, preacher. I know that there's got to be some times you walk in fear. I'm sorry. No, ma'am. No, sir. Not anymore. Knowledge kills fear. See, I choose to believe God. Somebody better hear me today. I said, I choose to believe God. I choose to believe his word. Therefore, there is no fear. There is no fear. When we allow the process of God to have its complete work in us, we will walk victoriously at all times. There is no situation, no circumstance that can overcome you. When the storm breaks out, amen, glory be to God, you'll do just like they do at sea. You'll turn your ship into the storm. You won't turn away from it, glory be to God, because, amen, everybody that turns away from a storm, amen, that storm leads you wherever it wants you to go. You won't turn to the side trying to get around that thing, because it will capsize you. But, amen, glory be to God, if, amen, you're like a smart captain in a ship, you're turning right into the storm. Glory be to God. I'm facing you down, glory to God. I'm facing down that Goliath. I'm coming against that tempest. I'm coming against it all, because I know no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I've got to give him praise, y'all. I've got to glorify his holy name. There is no power that can overcome a child of God. Knowledge kills fear. Knowledge kills fear. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is my Lord. Let me. Hallelujah, God. All right, all right. Now, now watch this now. There won't be a situation that can cause you to be bound. That's why we have a little slogan in our church. We taunt the devil with it. Don't feel bad, Satan. It's not your fault that we cannot and will not be bound. Hello, somebody.
Well,
see, I come to understand. Hello, somebody. I come to understand that when we're standing on God's holy word, you cannot be bound. You can't. There are people that will try you. There are people that will come bringing bad news on purpose, trying to bind you. But when you know the word of the Lord, when you know the God of your salvation, it won't touch you. It won't touch you. Glory to God, it won't touch you. See, in the midst of it all, I praise God. I praise it in the midst of it all. I don't care what it is. When we take the time to study God's word on a daily basis, it changes us. And it makes us to be more like him.
Yeah.
Tell us somebody. When we do that, amen, on a daily basis, note, amen, glory be to God. Somebody trying to call me from Missouri. Good God Almighty. John chapter 15, verse number 3. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, brother, I love this verse of scripture. It's one of my foundations. The Bible tells us, amen, that we're clean through the word that he has spoken to us. The word of God. Hallelujah. His word, it cleans us, and it develops his character in us.
Yeah.
It develops his persona, his personality in us. His word destroys the works of the flesh, y'all. And it gives us the strength to say no to every temptation. Come on here, somebody. See, the constant studying of God's holy word gives us insight into life situations. The word of God makes you smarter, y'all. It makes you wiser. I will know of things, amen, without even being there because of the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I know about what's taking place in Cleveland, Ohio. I know what's taking place over in Virginia. Amen. And I ain't even got to be there to know.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the Lord that gives you, amen, the ability to know. Psalms 19, verse number 7. Psalms 19, verse number 7, the Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect. What? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Mm-hmm. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. What? What? The testimony of the Lord is sure, y'all. Amen. Glory be to God. Making wise the simple. Did y'all see that? Amen. Glory be to God. The word of God makes you wise.
Yes, it does.
The word of the Lord makes you wise. Psalms 18, verse number 30. The Bible says, as for God, his way is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. I'm going to say it again. As for God, to your glory, Father, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. It's tested. Hello, it's proven. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Come on here, somebody. Good God Almighty. Ecclesiastes 12 and 12. I got, oh, my God. I love this. Watch this. The Bible says, and further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. What? And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Studying the word of God kills your flesh. It destroys its influence. Hello, somebody. It weakens it. It tears it down. It kills it. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. After a while, the voice of your flesh, amen, sounds like it's 15 miles away trying to get your attention. Amen. You can barely hear, amen, what it's saying. Glory be to God. Studying the word of the Lord tears down the flesh, tears down its ability to make you sin. Glory be to God. Come on here, somebody. Good God Almighty, I'm telling you right now, knowledge kills fear.
Yeah, knowledge.
Knowledge kills fear. The more a person knows, the more confident they are. Somebody talk to me. Good God Almighty. I'm going to say it again. The more a person knows, the more confident they are.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people want to say they conceited. I'm telling you, there's a difference between being conceited and being convinced.
Come on, somebody.
Good God Almighty. There's a difference now. There's a difference. I'm convinced that the Lord is with me. I'm not, glory to God. Oh, my God. I'm not conceited. See, people that are conceited, amen, glory to God, are people that believe that their ability is their own. But the people, amen, glory to God, that are convinced, hallelujah, know, glory to God, that the things that are taking place in my life could not happen if it weren't for God, hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. I know, hallelujah, he's on my side. Hey, glory to God, I'm on God. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
I'm convinced, you hear me? I'm convinced. I'm convinced. Amen, glory to God. See, the process that God has taken me through. And now I understand now the process, amen. You're going to go through trials, you're going to go through tribulations, you're going to go through persecution and eventually death. You know somebody. Those are the four things that the cross consists of.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus told us that if any man come after me, let him take up his cross daily and follow me. This is what he said. Follow me, meaning to imitate me. Do what I did. Say what I said. Go where I've been. Oh, glory be to God. Glory. Hey, glory to God. That's why the word Christian means Christ-like. We're imitators of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The cross consists of trials, tribulations, persecutions, and death. Trust me, brother, there ain't no getting around that. If you truly love the Lord, if you truly belong to him, you're going to deal with those things. God is going to take you through a process. You're going to go through a period of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to seem as if God himself is against you.
Yeah,
come on here.
Yeah.
I preached a message some time ago. Amen. When you're still giving praise, even though it seems like he's the one fighting against you, will you still trust him? Will you still give him glory? Will you still give him praise? Even though it seems like he's the one that's destroying you. Even though it seems like he's the one that's breaking you down. Glory be to God. I understand knowledge kills fear. Amen. Glory be to God. I know that my God is not doing anything to hurt me.
Nothing hurt me.
We know that all things work to the good. Come on, get somebody. Good God Almighty. Boy, I tell you what, again, knowledge kills teeth.
Kills fear.
Now, as an automotive and an electronic diagnostic technician, which is what I am, I'm most confident in the area of my knowledge. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
So then the more we know of God's word and its applications in our lives, the more confident we become, and we cannot be swayed from what we know.
That's right.
Come on here. Glory be to God. So then, Woo! Glory to God.
Hey.
So it's then that we're able to lead, to feed, to correct, and protect. Hello, somebody. As leaders of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is our job. As a pastor, as an apostle, amen, glory be to God. As a bishop, as a prophet, amen, an evangelist, amen, glory be to God, a teacher. We are to lead, we are to feed, we are to correct, and we are to protect.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. That's what we're to do. That's what we're to do. Amen. We're then apt or capable to teach. It's at that moment, amen, glory be to God, that we are, amen, qualified to carry the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to others. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
So that we're then able to be perfect examples to God's people and to the world. Knowing God ruins fear, y'all. It kills it. And knocks the devil out of the park. Because he can't do anything with you. He can't do a doggone thing with you. When you are one that stands on the word of the Lord, trust me, he can't do anything with you. He can't do anything with you but hate you.
Hey.
That's all he can do. He can't do anything else but stand afar off and hate you. I'll never forget the day. The first church that I started was out of my home in Cleveland, Ohio. It was called the Disciples of Christ, Church of the Living God. Listen at me now. I was on my sofa, and I was sick. I mean, I was sick. You hear me? I mean, oh, my God. I was so sick in my body. I truly was. I was sick. I was weak. I couldn't raise my head up. I felt, oh, God, I was so messed up. And it was a service night. And people began to come in. And, amen, they saw me laying there, and I was just as weak and just as sickly as I could be. And they said, well, Pastor, maybe we just need to go on and cancel the service. And see, it was right at that moment when they said, we need to go ahead and cancel the service so that you can get your rest. The thought came to my mind, if you be faithful over a few, God will make you ruler over many. I said, y'all help me up off this sofa. I'm not canceling nothing. Help me get into the dining room at the table. I said, this devil is a liar.
Liar.
And I got in there and sat down at the table. Watch this now. Everybody else, amen, started coming in. And I'm sitting there, and as God is my witness, I'm telling y'all what I heard. You hear me? I'm telling you what I heard. I'm about to be walking around here talking about a powerful curse. But I heard this demon, and it was audible. You hear me? It was to my left and right in front of me. That demon said, damn you, why won't you die? Just like that, I broke out laughing. Oh, my God. A problem is you got some folk on your line that can attest to what I'm saying right here and right now. You got some folk on the line that will, amen, glory be to God, testify. That's exactly what that devil did. And I broke out laughing, and before I knew it, the sickness was gone. Amen, glory be to God, and we had a powerful service that night. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, I thank you. My God, I thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We had a powerful service that night. You hear what I say? Amen, glory be to God. The devil wasn't stopping nothing. He wasn't stopping nothing. Like I said, amen, glory be to God. The more of God you know, he can't do anything with you. That's all he can do is set the distance and hate your guts. But that's exactly what he's saying. Now, every year, everybody knows, every year people make resolutions, or some even call it making resolves, amen, to change certain things in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But this one thing we can all change, and that's to be more determined to study God's word more now than ever before.
My God.
To become the teaching priest God wants us to be. Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory be to God. 2 Chronicles 15 and verse number 3. The Bible said, now for a long season Israel have been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Do y'all hear what, my God, do you hear what the word of God, Lord have mercy. That's what's taking place in our society today. A lot of people are without the true God, y'all. They are without the true, oh yeah. Somebody said, well, I don't know, I walk into the church, amen, the organist is playing, the music is going, and people are shouting and dancing. Honey, let me tell you something, they're exercising. Because one thing I do know, amen, it's not how high your feet go, but how straight they walk when you hit the floor. You hear what I say? It don't matter how well you dance, it don't matter how high you jump, glory be to God, it don't matter, amen, about the music that's been played, or how good the preacher always. If you're behind, it's no limited one. Amen. Glory be to God. After being in the church, hallelujah, you ain't been in the presence of God. I'm going to tell you now. When Isaiah went before God, when he was in the presence of God, he said, woe is me. See, one thing I do know, when you're in the presence of God, you have no choice but to see yourself for the way you really are. Don't nobody have to tell you. Just being in the presence of God convicts us. Isaiah stood in his presence, said, woe is me, for I am undone. Tell on somebody. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips.
And I dwell
among them with unclean lips. His confession came. Why? Because he's in the presence of the one and true living God. Hello, somebody. You cannot be in the presence of God and leave the same way you came. I'm sorry. It don't work that way. When he was in his presence, amen, glory be to God, and he made the confession, the Bible says that the angel, amen, took a coal, hallelujah, glory to God, and put it to his mouth, and his sins were purged. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. When confession is made, God delivers. You hear what I say?
Hallelujah.
God delivers. See, the Bible tells me, amen, glory be to God, it's in one of the Gospels. He said, if we judge ourselves, then we will not be judged. Come on, somebody. Don't nobody stand on Apostle Timberlake more than Apostle Timberlake. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm on my case every day. You hear what I say? More so me than anybody else. Let me tell you something. You want to make it in, you're going to stay in that word. You're going to keep your faith in that Bible. And you're going to study it. Let me tell you something. All of these people that are running around here talking about, man, I don't understand the word of God. Trust me. Stay right there. God will make it plain to you. God will open you up. And before you know it, amen, you'll understand everything written therein. When I first started reading the Bible, all I had was a Webster's Dictionary. I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. All I had was a Webster's Dictionary. And whatever word I didn't understand, brethren, I found it in that dictionary. And I saw, amen, glory be to God, the definition of the word, and I kept on reading. And I would talk to God, Lord, what does this mean? What does this mean? And I would go right on back to that dictionary and look, and I'd see it. Well, let me tell you something. After a period of time, brother, I began to read that Bible, amen, glory be to God, I would hear the answer before I looked it up in the dictionary. Y'all don't hear me. I'm going to say it again. I said, after a while, amen, I started hearing the definition of what the scripture was saying before I opened up the dictionary. And before long, amen, I was confident enough to put the dictionary down and to trust the Spirit of God, amen, that was teaching me his word. I'm telling you right now, glory be to God, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's what he said. That's his promise. And amen, glory be to God, I believe that. I believe that. And I'm going to leave you with this. And I pray that the Lord, amen, give you an unquenchable thirst and hunger for his word, now and forevermore.
Yes, Lord.
Pray. that he give you an unquenchable thirst,
yes.
an insatiable hunger and thirst for
yes,
his
Lord.
Word. That he, amen, embrace you
yes,
with
Lord.
An insatiable desire for his righteousness.
Yes.
To be more
yes.
and more like him. God, I pray for these your people, that God, you would grant them even now a praying spirit.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
You would give them, Lord God, an unyielding, an undying desire
yes,
for
Lord.
Your word. God, that they would become avid students of your word and to seek you, Lord God, to seek you daily, glory to God. That we, amen, glory be to God, are never satisfied with what we receive from you. But that we remain greedy, glory to God, that we, hey, glory to God, that we remain greedy for your righteousness, for your way, for your word. Let your very character be developed in each and every last one of us. And not only us here today, Lord God, but those that are listening, amen, glory be to God, after we're gone. I pray
yes.
this same prayer for every individual, Lord God, whose lives is touched by this word. I pray you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do it right now for your very name's sake. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Draw us, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We thank you and we bless you for this right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle yes. Timberlake. We enjoyed this message tonight. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You gave us a wealth of knowledge. Hallelujah. Therefore, none of us should be walking in.
My
amen.
God.
Glory to God. Because we have scripture on top of scripture, on top of
yes.
scripture that was given to us. And for those who were not able to write the scriptures down, you're more than welcome to go back into the broadcast, into the archives, and listen to it again and to write those scriptures down. I try to post as many as I could as Apostle was preaching in the chat room, and you may be able to copy and paste them as well to get those notes from there. But we have a little bit of time left, and Apostle, we're going to go to the phone lines because I'm sure you have several people here. And we're just going to go down the list. We're going to start at area code 662-313. But first, before we do that, I apologize. Honey, do you have anything that you'd like to say to Apostle Timberlake about the message tonight?
It was a wonderful, powerful, insightful message. And truly, we need to examine ourselves and our relationship with the Lord and draw even closer. I thank God for all the scriptures that you gave. It's good when you hear an apostle, a preacher, tell
yes,
us in the word of God what God
amen.
Has told him and what God
amen.
Wants to share with us. And all of that is found in the Holy Bible, in the written word. So thank
amen.
You for sharing so beautifully what God has given you to share with us. And I just pray that everyone just doesn't take it just tonight, but let it be a way to live
yes.
eternally until finally
amen.
You meet him face to face.
Amen.
I think sometimes we take the word of God and we take it for a moment, the moment we're
yes.
listening to it. But I'm inviting everyone, really I'm challenging everyone to implant the
thank
words
you.
That Apostle Timberlake through the Holy Spirit has given unto us this night and live by them, not just this night, but every day
yes.
of your life.
Every yes. day. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
It be a lifestyle. A lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Yes.
A lifestyle. Okay. Prophet
dear. Yeah, that's Professor Silas. Amen. Glory to God.
Okay. I don't know which number you are. He's been sitting on a guest and didn't take time. Okay. Well, he said he had to log in the comment. So if you want to call the phone line and make a comment, it's area code 323. 693-3054. And right now we have area code 662-313. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello.
That's Sister Jamie. And Lady Keisha should be on there as well.
Lady Keisha,
you
on the line?
She might have her
662-302. Area code 662-302, you're on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello.
They might have their mics.
All right. Area code 202-292, you're on the line. You have a question or comment for Apostle Timberlake?
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Geraldine Green Reed.
Hey,
hey,
God bless you.
God bless you all as well. It's good to be able to be in the house of the Lord just one more time.
Thank you, Jesus. As I was listening
to Apostle Timberlake, the only thing God kept saying to me is that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of a sound mind. So with that being said, we've got to go forth and do what God has ordained for us to do. But in order for us to do that, as the apostle said, we have to know the word of God, and we have to stand on the word of God. Yes, sometimes we do slip, and sometimes we may even fall. But the Bible says we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So with that being said, we just have to go forward. Excellent word, Apostle, as usual. God bless you, Evangelist Scott and Bishop Scott. It's so good to hear your voices again. And again, I'm just truly grateful to be here. I would like to, my heart is so full right now, I would like to ask you all for prayer. They have given my mother 72 hours to live.
My Lord.
My God.
And I'm sitting here at her bedside rubbing her hand. And it's hard. Evangelist Scott, you already know. It's hard.
That's right. I've been there. I know.
My God.
But I know that God can turn any situation around.
Yes, he
can.
So I'm just trusting and believing God, and I've already said, God, whatever be your will, let your will be done.
Yes.
Amen.
So just keep me lifted up in prayer as I go through this with her. I'm not able to sleep. I'm pretty much just sitting at her bedside night and day now and just watching her slip away.
Yeah.
Lord. Oh, God, Father.
Bless her, Lord.
Can I pray now? Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Father, thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you told us in your word, Lord, that you would not allow us to be tempted above that we're able to bear. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, look on my sister. Look on her heart.
Yes,
Lord. Look on the love that she has for her mother, Lord.
Yes.
And that love for her, Lord God, be turned to her strength.
Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it become a shield to her, Lord God, knowing that she's going with you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, my God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we are not suffering as those that have no hope. We know, Lord God, we know, hallelujah, even her own testimony that her mother has gotten right with you, Lord. I know, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that when she leaves, she's going home with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a rejoicing. Let there be a rejoicing. Whatever, Lord God. Whatever, let it be a rejoicing, Lord God. A celebration. Hallelujah. For there shall be a reunion. There will be a reunion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you.
Yes.
And we bless you for this right now, Father. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Oh, God. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let it become a celebration, woman of God. It's a celebration. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm kind of jealous of her because, amen, she's going to get there before me. Hallelujah. Right. Glory to God. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. You have, oh, my God. People, amen, yeah, going home to be with the Lord. It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we'll miss their presence. Yes, we'll miss their presence. Yes, we'll miss, amen, being able to lay our hands on them, to hug them, and talk to them. But, my God, from Zion, they're going to the best. Hey! Whoa! They're going to the best place. To the best place. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. Hallelujah. She's gotten herself together. Come on here now.
Yes.
Amen. Glory be to God. It's a rejoicing.
Amen.
My sister,
hallelujah,
you praise the Lord. You hear me? You praise the Lord.
Yes,
you
yes.
You praise the Lord.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
glory
you.
Be to God. I love you. Amen.
Love
be
you
ever,
too.
Ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.
Yes.
Good God
yes.
Almighty. I
thank
wish I could
you.
Come over there and give her a kiss. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe kind of hold her here a little bit longer. Maybe we can go together. I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get there. Amen. Glory to God. I promise you, for God, I want to go home. I want to go home. My soul does cry holy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you.
God bless you as well.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Even here and knowing you're in heaven, that's an awesome thing. Glory to God. Getting out of here, going to heaven. Jesus.
Tell somebody. Hey, good God. Providence Thomas, Providence Scott, good God Almighty. I don't know what Thomas came from. Would you go back to that 313 number, that 662-313?
Sure, they're on. The mic is open for area code 662-313.
Jamie, unmute your microphone. Unmute your microphone. Glory to God. Couple of things, because I think you got the woman of God, Lady Keisha, on the line with you. And then I want you to attest, amen, glory be to God, about what I shared here on this broadcast, my testimony.
Area code 662-313. Hello. Area code 662. Yeah.
There you go.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise Him. Is Lady Keisha on the line with you?
Yes, I have her on three way.
Okay. Lady Keisha?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Praise God. Jamie, just right quick. When I shared the testimony, amen, about when I was sick, amen, glory be to God, and that devil cursed me out and told me, why won't you die? Amen, glory, you were there, right?
Yes.
Amen, glory to God. Was that a powerful service or what?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God, I just wanted somebody, amen, glory be to God, to attest. Glory to God, as to what jumped off. That demon, amen, cried out, boy, I'm telling you. Woo, I broke out laughing. I laughed so hard that pain, that weakness, that sickness, it was gone. And we had a very powerful outpouring of God's Holy Spirit in that place that night. I'm telling you, admit it, we had like that, amen, glory be to God. We refuse to take down. The adversary can't win. He cannot win. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just wanted you to tell. Lady Keisha, did you want to say something?
I just want to say good evening to everyone, Lady T and Bishop and my Apostle
yes.
Timberlake. I just enjoyed the word because, you know, knowledge is so powerful.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you have fear, it throws you behind.
Right.
You know, so when God gives you knowledge of things, take it and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Take it and run because that's your strength. That's your peace. That's your platform. That's how you make it.
Yes.
And I just enjoy the word because, you know, knowledge does kill fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
You know, it really does. And that's a powerful, powerful message, Apostle. And you need to take that and flow with that wherever you can use it. It's strong for people.
Amen.
You know, and it knowledge is, I'm one, I believe in education.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry if I'm running my mouth, but I believe in education. Education is knowledge. And you will go so far with education.
Amen.
And that's why I love to talk to young people about education, because you know, you don't, but it's education in the word, the B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah.
You know, that's where your education is. You know,
right.
Put that above everything. You know, when you can open up your Bible and you can read it and understand it, it's going to take you far in life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So I just wanted to run my mouth about that.
All right. Bless your heart.
But I thank you all. I thank my sister in Christ for three-waying me, because you all know that my husband started his job today. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thank God for God opening up that door, because he has been so diligently looking for a job, because he knows what we need for this convocation. And he is trying to work to get it started.
Amen.
And I praise God for that.
Amen.
And I thank you all for letting me speak, and I love you all, and God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jamie. Amen. For opening up your mic. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
We thank God for all that word that you gave us tonight, too, Apostle, because we know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And hearing the word of God is a continual thing. It's not something that you just hear, you know, when you go to church on Sunday or when you tune in the Blog Talk Radio. But hearing is a continual thing, you know. And that's why when you said that thing that we would just desire the word of God more, that we would just be, you know, whatever that word you used, I don't know what that big word was that you used, but that we would just fall in love with the word of God and just desire the word of God every day. Prayer, desire the word of God, because we need that. Because we're spiritual beings. We keep living like we're natural beings, but we really are spiritual beings. And
Come
we need to feed our spirit. And the only way to feed our spirit is with the word of God and through prayer. We can't feed our spirit man by natural means. We have to do it by the spirit, and the word of God is spirit, and the word of God is life. So that's going to be what I stand on, is to get more, that I fall in love. And that's been a secret prayer of mine, that I would just, I mean, not just read the word of God and not just study the word of God, you know, like I do, but to just go so deep in the word of God that I don't even know who I am. You know,
come
that's
on,
just
come,
a secret desire of mine that I have, and I believe that I'm going to get that.
Yeah. Amen. You know, that is so important, that we learn to internalize the word of God. It has to be. It gets to the point to where you've studied the word of the Lord so to where it becomes automatic behavior. It's no longer you, but it's just a natural thing. It's a lifestyle. And what I pray for is that God give his people an insatiable or an unquenchable thirst and a hunger for his word and for his righteousness. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm never satisfied. No matter how much I learn, no matter how much I know, I'm not satisfied. I want more, and I want more. Some people become complacent. Amen. They don't want to pick that Bible up no more. They don't want to read the Bible no more. They read the same thing over and over and over again. I feel sorry for people, amen, who get to that point, to where the word of God is just, it's just the word of God. No, every day it's a new adventure. Every day, amen, it's something new, something I've never seen before. Amen. Glory be to God. Like I'm telling you, amen, as children of the Most High God, we need to get us a good concordance. Get you a strong Greek and Hebrew concordance. Amen. Get you a lexicon, a good Greek and Hebrew lexicon. Sit down and start studying that. Start studying. There is no reason for other people to be prolific teachers, amen, and preachers, amen, of the word of God, and we be left behind. There's no reason. There's no reason. We have the same resources that they have. Amen. Amen. The same opportunities are right there before us, and God wants to use all of us. Understand this. The preacher's not the only one who's commanded to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've all been given that command. Amen. Glory be to God. He didn't say to the preachers,
God say, amen, glory be to God, preach the gospel to every creature? He didn't say to every preacher. He said to every last one of us that are born again. Carry this thing. Tell somebody about me. Share your testimony. Amen. Glory be to somebody. Say, well, I ain't no preacher. I ain't got no word. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, you do. You have a testimony. You can talk about what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Glory be to God. You can tell somebody about what the preacher's been teaching on or what the preacher's been. Come on here, somebody. Good God Almighty. There ain't nobody going to tell me we ain't got nothing to pray about.
You can't
look at the TV and tell me that. Amen. Yeah, open up your front door and look out your window. Amen. Glory be to God. You see plenty to pray for.
Yes.
Plenty to pray for. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord have mercy. I'm fired up, brethren. I'm fired up. Amen. Glory to God. I'm fired up. That's all I can say. Amen.
Yes.
The Word of God, it does that to you. The Word of God sets you on fire.
Yes,
it sets you on fire. And it makes you able-bodied to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. I say what I say because my desire is to see the people of. Do you know Ephesians chapter 4 tells us that the fivefold ministry has a responsibility to train, to get people equipped for the work of the ministry? It's in the book. It's in the book. That is our job. Is to equip the people of God for the work of the ministry, not for anybody to sit up in the church for 20 or 30 years.
Okay.
I've been a member, missionary, but whatever. Let me tell you something. Stop it. I've been here so long, there's a name right there. That's my seat. It's got my name on it. We need to cut that mess out. We need to cut that mess out. Somebody say, I've been in the way for 30 years. Well, get the devil out the way. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, we are called to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are called, amen, to share the word of the Lord. You hear what I say? We are called to that. Every last one of us has that responsibility. And the Bible says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit. My God, somebody better hear me today. We have a responsibility. You hear what I say? Every branch in me. He's talking about every person born again that does not bear fruit. He cuts it off and casts it into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, we have a responsibility. All of us, not just the preacher. Somebody said, well, I don't go to church because the preacher ain't living right. Well, are you living right? That's the question. Can God use you as an example? Can he use you, glory be to God, to help somebody? Why don't you show somebody how it's supposed to be done?
Yes.
I'm so sick and tired of folks making all these stupid tell excuses and then to remain in sin. No, you do what's right. If nobody else do it, you do what's right. I don't care what Sister Sally's doing. I don't care what Brother So-and-so is doing or what they said. I got a responsibility. This is my walk with God. This is my walk with God. And it's not contingent about how anybody else walks. It's not contingent on whether my preacher is doing right. My walk is contingent on my obedience to God, period, end of story.
That's right.
Folks, we need to stop playing the hypocrite. Stop playing the hypocrite. Stop finding fault in all these other people and start doing right yourself. Do right yourself. Come on here. Glory to God. If they ain't doing right, you do right. Help somebody get themselves together. Amen. Glory to God. Even the scripture tells us, if you find your brother overtaken in a fault, and you understand what overtaken means, it means you come dead to right yourself. We're not talking about something somebody told you.
Mm-hmm.
Overtaken in a fault means you caught them dead to right yourself. The Bible says, ye which are spiritual, restore. He didn't say destroy. I know it kind of sounds alike, but the word is restore.
Yes.
Second one, in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest ye also be tempted. While we run around here talking about what somebody else is doing, understand, God will pull the cover off of you.
Yes, he will.
Tell somebody, he'll pull the cover off of you. Amen. Glory be to God. All them bones we try to hide in the closet, he'll open up the door and let them fall right on out.
Oh.
I'm over here. Glory be to God. I don't want, that's the reason why I said before, if I judge, the Bible says you judge yourself, you shall not be judged. Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Get you, listen, take time to get you where you need to be. so that you can be able to help somebody else get themselves together. This is the purpose. This is the purpose for this message. This is the purpose of this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. To help people understand. Look, get yourself together to be a blessing to others. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to shut up, prophetess. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, for their sakes. Watch this now. I believe it's in the book of Mark. He said, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through thy truth.
Yeah.
And then he said in the next verse, thy word is truth.
Yes, sir.
So for their sake, I'm going to walk upright before God that others may do the same thing. Follow my example and do the same thing. That's what our Lord and Savior Jesus did for us, and that's what we need to do for others.
Yes.
We need to do that for others.
Yes.
For their sake, I sanctify myself.
Yes.
I'll make the sacrifice and let go of every dirty and nasty, funky thing I've ever wanted to do. Everything that I've enjoyed all my life, I'm putting it down so others can be set free.
My.
Hello, somebody.
Thank you, somebody.
This is the mindset. This is the mindset that we need to have for one another. For one another. For one another. Yes, I'm doing this for the Lord. Yes, I'm doing it for the sake of my own soul, but I'm also doing it for others. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And this is how we show our appreciation for this great salvation that God has given to us. This is how we show it. By doing that it's pleasing in its sight. Come on here, y'all.
It is
a reaction. It is a natural reaction to show a person our appreciation for what they've done for us.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God. Come on here, now. Somebody come to your door with some groceries is the first thing you want to do. Come on, stay for dinner. Let me cook you a good dinner. Glory to God. It's the least I can do for what you've done for me. Come on here, y'all. Glory to God. It's a natural reaction.
I want
to live right. I want to walk pleasing in his sight because of what he's done for me. I was on my way to hell, y'all. And he changed the course of my life. He came and shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross for a wretch like me. Oh, glory to God. I can't help but praise him. You hear me? I can't help but worship him. Amen. Glory to God. Walking upright is a form of worship. Glory to God. I'm going to shut up. Lord, I'm finished.
Let the Lord use you.
Hallelujah. Well,
thank
I tell you,
Lord.
What, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, brethren, the more of God you know, the more joy you have, the more peace you have, that looks about the more strength you have.
Yes, that's the truth, too.
Amen. Having the mindset of God keeps you in a place where it is impossible to be bound. It's
impossible. I like
to
that.
Be overcome. It's impossible. There's
impossible.
No way. It's impossible. People say, oh, you ain't going to always be up. Let me tell you something. Speak for yourself. See, I've learned something else. I didn't go to that school that told me, I was only going to be happy some of the time, not all the time. But I do remember Jesus saying, my joy I give unto you, that your joy might be full. Come on here, somebody. Now, I don't know. My joy might dwindle. My joy might be based on circumstances. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, I got some money today. You know, I got a new coat or whatever the case may be. But the joy of the Lord. Joy of the Lord. Impossible. 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 He gave us, amen, his joy. Watch this now. His joy. When he died on the cross, just before he gave up the ghost, he looked up to heaven and said, it is finished.
Yeah.
Everything that I came here to do for our creation is complete. Oh, Lord, when people truly understand what that means, God, God have mercy. Everything that we'll ever need, everything that needed to be done, everything that had to be done to ensure our salvation is in place. It is impossible for the adversary to overcome you. It is impossible. You hear what I say? It is impossible.
Possible.
It's not even probable. For some folks, they want to try to get technical. It ain't even probable. You cannot be bound. You cannot. It's impossible. It's impossible. Could nobody bind Jesus?
Well,
I see somebody might want to go to the garden. They might want to go to the Garden of Gethsemane. Let me tell you something. The word Gethsemane is made up of two words. Amen. Glory to God. The old Chaldean word, amen, glory be to God, gas, which means wine press or olive press, where you put, amen, the olives or the grapes to be crushed. And then shemen, amen, glory be to God, where we get the word semen from. It's also the word where the anointing, amen, comes from, the liquid, the oil, amen, glory be to God. That's what that means. So Jesus was in a place of pressure, amen, designed to, amen, cause the anointing, to cause the oil to flow. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane the night, amen, that his soul was exceedingly sorrowful, as he said, amen, glory be to God. And if you go over there, amen, into the book of Isaiah, see, I'm getting off into something else now. I'm getting off into something else, and a lot of folk, amen, they may not believe it, but you cannot study the Bible and tell me that I'm a liar. Amen, glory be to God. The Bible, amen, told us, amen, in Isaiah, glory to God, that God would see the travail of his soul. He would see the travail in his soul. Hello, somebody. And then, amen, glory be to God. Watch this. Mm-mm. Let me go over that. Let me go over that. We got a minute. I don't want to.
No, we got till 7 o'clock.
Amen, glory to God. Let me go over here to Isaiah. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to go to Isaiah. Yes, Isaiah chapter 53. And I want to turn your attention, and then glory be to God, to verse number 10.
Isaiah 53:10.
53 and 10. Now, watch this, because this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Watch this now. The Bible says, watch what he says. He says, watch this in verse number 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul, mark that word, soul, an offering for sin. What did that say? When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now, I want you to note that. When he shall make his soul an offering for sin. Because there's some scripture further back in the Old Testament that tells us where the soul of man is. Amen. Glory be to God. Watch this. He shall see of the travail of the soul, watch this now, of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Yes.
Therefore, watch this now in verse number 12, will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death.
Yes, sir.
He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Hello, somebody. What did Jesus say for the remission of our sins?
His blood.
It was his blood. I take you in the Old Testament and show you. Amen. Glory be to God. What the Bible tells us. Amen. You'd have to look it up in the Hebrew, but I'm telling you, the word is nefesh. And the word nefesh means soul. And the Bible says, amen, it's in the blood. Glory to God. Somebody said, where is the soul of man? I can't see it. I can't see the soul of man. And yet, if you lose your blood, that's the reason why the Bible tells us, amen, that the blood, amen, the blood of Abel, amen, glory be to God, cried out to God, from the ground.
Yes, the blood of Abel.
His soul. Glory to God. Boy, I tell you what, I've done a study on it. Amen. Glory be to God. I've shared that, amen, a couple of times, showed, amen, everybody where it was written. Amen. Glory be to God. He gave the blood. He gave the blood for a ransom for our lives, for our soul.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Glory be to God. The life of the blood. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. It's in Leviticus, I do believe. Amen. Glory be to God. Watch this now. When you look up the Hebrew, the word life means nefesh, which means soul. So then the soul of the flesh or the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen. Glory be to God. And that is what Jesus shed. See, the reason why the blood of bullocks and goats was not enough to take away our sin is because an animal cannot give a consent. Bless God, an animal cannot consent to dying for you and me.
Sure can't.
But Jesus gave consent. Prepare me a body. Glory to God. My. Hallelujah. He gave consent. That's why his blood washed away all of our sins. Glory to God. Boy, I tell you what, let me say, Lord have mercy. The word of God is exciting, y'all.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Exciting. It is exciting. And when you take, come on here, when you take time to study it out, when you take time, glory be to God, to search that thing, you'll be surprised, you'll be amazed what you can find in that Bible. Everybody, I remember it was a great big old argument, Does man really have a soul? Is God really talking about a soul? As in, Lord have mercy, where is the soul? Where is it located? No one knows. Oh, the devil is a liar. For every question we have, the answer is in the word of the Lord. It's in there. It's in there, like ragu. It's in there. Because I question. The Bible says the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I wanted to know. That's why I tell you I prefer neology to theology any day. You go to man's college and get whatever it is you want to get. But I'm telling you right now, if you want the truth and you want it right, you go straight to the source.
Go straight to the source.
I don't need no go-between. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going straight to the source. Straight to the source. He is the author and finisher of our faith. I'm going to him. He's the one that created everything. This word was inspired by him. It was spoken out of his mouth. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going straight to him. Neology, y'all.
Neology.
Somebody asked me, where you get your education from? I went to the school of neology. Oh, you mean theology, don't you? No. I went to the school of neology. I stayed on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I cried out to God. And you know what? For those of y'all, can I share one more? Lord have mercy. Let me give you this one more scripture. One more scripture here. It's in Isaiah also. Sometimes I get kind of confused, though, with Isaiah 49 or Isaiah 54. Let me get this verse of scripture for you, though. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. It's in, there's two of them in here, but amen. Glory be to God. Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. I don't wanna mess this up, please, Lord. Where is that verse of scripture? Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
My. Amen. Glory to God. The verse of scripture, amen. Somebody might know it when I speak it out of my mouth. But the Bible says that he has given me the tongue of the learned.
Mm.
Amen. Glory to God. He has given me the tongue of the learned. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's in Isaiah. It's in Isaiah. And I always get confused about the particular passage where it is written. Thank you, Father.
I was just saying what you said.
There it is. Thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty. Isaiah 50. I was right there and kept running over it. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse number 4. Yeah, verse number 4. As a matter of fact, verse number 4 and 5. Amen. Glory to God. There's two things I'm going to say, and then truly I'm done. Amen. Watch this now. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 4 and 5, the Bible said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, the tongue of the educated, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary."
Yeah.
"He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back." You hear this? Amen. Anybody who feels like they're not capable of speaking, they're not very, very prolific, or whatever the case may be, ask God. Just simply ask him. Because, amen, he is giving us the ability to speak. If you want to speak, if you want to be a good orator, ask him. Watch this, y'all. Go over here with me, amen, to the same book, Isaiah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see. I just saw that verse. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Amen. He told us in the word. I want to say it in. See, like I said, I always get confused, and I just ran across it. Amen. The Bible tells us. He says, Wow, Lord, I just had it. I just had it.
Can you say a little bit of it?
Yeah, he said, "Ask me of things to come, concerning my son, and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me." It's in the book of Isaiah also. I just saw the passage.
Is it Isaiah 5? No.
Isaiah what?
Somebody said something. Isaiah 5. Let me see.
What was it? Isaiah what?
I'm looking to see if it's 45:11. That's what.
Oh.
One of the searches came up, but I don't know if that's it.
That probably is the passage. Yep, that's it.
Isaiah 45:11.
45:11. Yep, that's it. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me." Do you hear that? God is telling you, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me what you want me to do.
Mama.
Ask me a thing. You don't need to go to Reverend Mama Hoochie Coochie and ask about what's going to take place in the future. Ask me. I'll tell you. And then he says, amen, "and concerning the work of my hand." You know, I used to hear the old folks say, "Father, stretch out your mighty hand and touch so-and-so over there in Los Angeles, and go down to Georgia, Lord, and touch so-and-so." Amen. Glory be to God. He said, "Concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. Tell me what you want me to do. What do you want me to do for you? If any man lack wisdom," he said, "let him ask of the Father." I'm telling you, knowledge kills fear. I'm not worried about a thing. I know that God is concerned about every aspect of our lives and wants us to talk to him about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I say, "Well, I ain't got to go to God about everything." Oh, yeah, you need to go to God about everything. "In all thy ways, acknowledge him."
Yeah.
"And he will direct your path." He said, "In all things." It doesn't matter, amen, how large or how small it may seem. This is the word. Amen. I'm finished. I've given you what the Lord told me. Amen. Glory be to God. I pray, amen, that everyone, glory to God, is blessed. Amen. Glory to God and empowered, ready to move forward and do some serious destruction on the devil's kingdom. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much again, Apostle, for speaking to us the word of God on tonight, and I'm glad that, you know, it ended up the way it did with the rest of the word. Thank God for that. We know that my husband says, what do you say, honey? The pastor has how many? 3 closings at least? So,
I said 3 closings. The bishop has 5, and I guess the apostle has about 6.
Okay. All right,
yes,
so we want 5 at those different attempts at closing. It's okay because it's not finished until God says it's finished anyway.
Amen.
On the phone lines, everybody's mic is open. Area code 662313, area code 662302, and area code 202292. Your mics are open, so if you have anything that you'd like to say to the apostle, any question, any comment, please do so at this time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to say I truly enjoyed the word. I really enjoyed it, and I have a prayer request. One of my friends from high school, she's going through right now in her body, and she really needs some help.
My
like some prayer.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, even now, Lord God, we come before you, lifting up, Lord God, our sister's friend. You know
yes.
who they are. You know what they have need of. You know what must need be done. Father,
yes,
we're asking
Lord.
You right now to let your mercy and your grace be extended to her friend and bring
yes.
healing to her body
yes,
and every
Lord.
Aspect of her life, even now.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus Christ, cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of your feet in your
yes.
spirit. Engulf her right now in the
yes.
name of Jesus Christ. Satan, the Lord rebuke
yes.
you, and we bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, according to your word, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose
yes.
in heaven. We loose our healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, I praise
yes.
you. Oh, we bind up that sickness and we cast it away from
yes.
us right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to your word, Lord, according
yes.
to your word, according to your word. You didn't tell
yes.
us, amen, that everybody had to be saved. Glory to God. But then we look back on your life. Oh, glory to God. All the people that came before
yes.
you, that you healed of sickness and diseases. Lord God,
yes.
they weren't born again. They weren't saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
They didn't even come confessing salvation. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Let your mercy, let your grace, Lord God, overcome right now in the precious
yes.
name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that you so richly deserve right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, but so often, amen, we have to hit that devil with the word of the Lord when he trying to come in. Well, they ain't even saved. You don't even know whether they saved. You ought to try to find out whether they saved. It don't matter whether they saved or not. There's no prerequisite in the Bible that tells us that we are to only pray for sanctified folks. There is
it
no
sure
scripture
isn't.
In the Bible that tells us that. Amen. There is no scripture in
yes.
the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible says that Jesus, everybody that came to him, he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Amen. Glory be to God. This is God's position. He wants men saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come under repentance. Amen. Glory
yes.
be to God. We need to get rid of that legalism. Amen. And just understand that God simply wants men and women saved.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He sure does. He sure now, God. We already know everybody ain't going to be saved. Amen. Glory to God. But the fact of the matter is that his heart and his very desire, and it's been seen in the work of his son Jesus, he wants men saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He wants them saved. God's remnant. Amen. God bless you. See you in the house. Bible Truth by Benny. Amen. God bless you.
Hey, Bible Truth by Benny and God's Remnant. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Is there anybody else? Amen. Glory to God. I glory to God. I'm so satisfied, I don't know what to do with myself.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Amen. Thank God. I thank God for you being here tonight. It was a lifesaver. God has all things, you know, already planned, and I just thank God for what he's done for us on tonight, for this word. And, you know, my heart goes out to Geraldine Green Reed with her mother. And I just want to let her know that our prayers will definitely be with her, because I went through that with my mom in May. And I sat with her and was there when she took her last breath. And it's not an easy thing to sit there and watch that, but God will bring you through it. He will bring you through it. He will bring you. I'm a witness. I can tell you that he will bring you through it. It'll hurt, but God will bring you through it. You're not alone. He will comfort you. He will strengthen you. He will keep you. And I know you trust him. I know you trust him, Dr. Green Reed. I know where your faith lies, and your faith lies in God. So God is with you. He will be with you. He will comfort you. Though the tears will come, he still will comfort you. He gave us tears for a reason. He gave us a reason. Yes, he did. And I like to tell people, you know, when God gives us tears, use them. But he will comfort you and bring you through it. You know, if you need us, give us a call. Hit me up on Facebook or wherever the case is, and we will pray with you. Whatever you need, just let us know. Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you all.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God is so good. All right, well, I have nothing else. Honey, you have anything? Okay, let me do say this real quick. We do ministry on Sundays at 12 o'clock. We are on TalkShoe, on Spreaker at 12 o'clock Eastern Time on Sundays, the Refuge of God Church Ministries. But I believe it's under First Lady T on Spreaker and TalkShoe. So we are on there at 12 o'clock on Sundays. We're going to try to get on there on Tuesdays as well. I haven't worked that part out yet, but I believe we're going to be on Tuesdays as well at 7 p.m. as we do have Bible study at 7 p.m. So we look forward to that happening on Spreaker and on TalkShoe. Apostle, I'm going to call you, I guess, maybe, if not this evening. I don't know. I might call you this evening. Have a couple of things I want to talk to you about. About the ministry. So I'll give you a call a little later, if you don't mind.
I don't. Amen.
All right, then. Honey?
Yes.
Anything?
No, it was a beautiful day.
All right.
God bless you, Bishop.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes,
amen.
Apostle.
Amen. Thank
Lady
you,
Keisha?
Lord.
Lady Keisha?
Yes.
Is she there?
I thought I heard her.
She said yes. Oh, Lady Keisha. You okay?
Yeah, I was just chewing some of my medicine.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. You all right? You need to take a swallow of water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. God's remnant.
We were just going to ask her to pray us out, but
amen.
Can the young lady who's on the phone with her?
Yeah. Jamie, you want to pray us out?
Yes, praise God, yes. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this fellowship that we had. I thank you for every speaker, every testimony, every prayer request. Lord, I thank you, Lord, just having your way in each and every one of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for just showing us what we are supposed to do in this last evil day. I bless everybody that hears this broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for just being God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on tonight. If the Lord says the same, we'll be back on Wednesday, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And if the Lord allows you to come, please join us on Wednesday, 5 o'clock. And until we meet again, God bless you all. Have a great, great, great evening. And Lady Keisha, tell Apostle Greenleaf that we said congratulations on your new job.
I sure will, thank you. I will.
All right, we love all of you.
God bless everyone.
Hey, have a great, great night, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together. Now we know who I just got away.
I got away.
God picked me up.
Everybody know God's good. God been good to church. Everybody know God's good. There's never thought he had me. Never thought he had me.
Had me.